Football Extra with Josh Parrish on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Streaming football 24/7, this is FNR Football Nation Radio, your voice of football in Australia. I'm Josh Parrish and this is Football Extra. We've had a great show so far, hearing from Green Gully, from the Liverpool International Academy in New South Wales, and from the Pararoos. We're just struggling to get onto Bill Papastoiadis from South Melbourne. We'll keep trying. But in the meantime, let's have a little bit of Fans United.
Oh, that's brilliant! Oh, that's wonderful!
FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Yes, joining us for our Fans United segment for today is Colette Hughes from the New South Wales Liverpool Supporters Club. Good evening to you, Colette.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, really good. How are you doing? I bet there's a lot of excitement in the build-up to this big game.
There is. Very nervous and very excited. It's been a busy couple of weeks for the Liverpool New South Wales Supporters Club. We've just been voted number one supporters club in the world, by the way. But yes, we've been very busy trying to arrange venues all across New South Wales for our supporters to watch the match.
Fantastic. Tell me a little bit about that vote, by the way. How did you end up with that accolade?
Well, we had to send in details of all the activities that we've been doing over the last 12 months, all the charity work, all the events we've organised, and things we do for the supporters. And basically, the club does a vote. So all those at the football club that are involved in supporters, like the liaison, the sponsors, people like that, they read all the different submissions and then they have a shortlist. And we won unanimously. So we're really excited about that.
Fantastic. And what have you got planned for this weekend? Are you getting together to watch the match somewhere with all the other Liverpool supporters?
Yes, yeah. The main event's going to be at Cheers Bar, which is mainly going to be for the Supporters Club members. But we've also got other venues that we've organised. There's one at Ultra Football in Alexandria, which allows under-18s as well, so that's excellent. We've got Marconi out in the West, which should be packed, as well as Broadwater Magic up in Newcastle that'll be opening up again for under-18s as well. And, we're hoping to pack out all those venues.
Club Marconi in particular is always pumping on a match day, so great to hear they're involved. But tell me a bit about your memories of the last time Liverpool won the Champions League in Istanbul in 2005. I believe you were in attendance.
I was, yes. I was at the time I was living over in England, so I was lucky enough to go to all the home games for the Champions League that year, as well as the Juventus away game, which ensured I qualified for a ticket along with my two cousins and my uncle. So we were all very lucky to go over there. We did a day trip, which basically involves leaving Liverpool Airport at stupid o'clock in the morning and getting back the next day at stupid o'clock as well. So, the atmosphere, even from being at the airport, was just amazing. You've got the airport's full of red banners everywhere. And, imagine getting on a flight with another 300 fellow Liverpool supporters all travelling over to watch the match. It's just it's a crazy atmosphere. And I remember, arriving in Istanbul, and I don't even think I saw a Milan fan for the whole day. The town was just painted red. It was an amazing sight, fans gathered in the main square and singing songs and playing football. It was just a great atmosphere.
Well, Istanbul's a wonderful venue for an away trip, I'm sure. But tell me a bit about how you were feeling at halftime, 3-0 down, and, felt like the world was ending, and then a rousing chorus of "You'll Never Walk Alone" springing up with the fans.
Yeah, I mean, at halftime, I was just devastated. It was more of a feeling of, I hope we don't embarrass ourselves in the second half. I hope we come away with some sort of respectability. I know my cousin was in tears and people were leaving. They obviously regretted that on the night. but everyone's aware of that famous "You'll Never Walk Alone" booming out around the ground. And, when the team came back out, as soon as that first goal went in, I just knew we were going to win. It was the way Steven Gerrard hit that, and pumping up the crowd himself and pumping up the players. It was just, it stunned Milan, and the rest is history. It was ours from that moment on.
I've always thought of Steven Gerrard as almost a cartoonish Roy of the Rovers boy's own figure in terms of the way he was able to lead that team by example. He seems to write his own storyline when he's on the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that, you know, he's Liverpool born and bred. He was Liverpool through and through. He came up through the ranks. He was a Liverpool supporter as a kid. Then, you know, he became captain and clearly, you know, one of the most outstanding players that the club's ever had. He was just the talisman and, you know, you couldn't have got a better leader on the pitch than him. Very tough boots to fill for Jordan Henderson, but he's doing a great job.
And Steven Gerrard, of course, has just been appointed the manager of Rangers. Could you see him managing Liverpool one day?
Oh, I hope so, definitely. I mean, you know, the history of Liverpool with their managers is up until very recently, it was all kind of organised in-house. You know, it's like the baton got handed down to the next person. And we've moved away from that more recently. And Klopp's an awesome manager. You couldn't ask for a better manager at the moment. But, you know, when he eventually, hands on the baton, I hope that's to Steven Gerrard, but I hope it's in a very long time because I think Klopp can do some amazing things at this club. But yeah, Gerrard's got to come back to Liverpool at some point. It's his heart and his home.
But this current team, pretty special side. Losing Felipe Coutinho in January hasn't seemed to slow you guys down one bit.
Well, that's it. I mean, it seemed like a devastating loss at the time, but now people barely even mention his name. It's like he's been forgotten. You know, it's kind of Felipe who, really.
And it's a pretty incredible team to watch when that front three of Mane, Firmino, and especially Mohamed Salah streaking forward in tandem. It doesn't seem to, and much like the MSN Barcelona front three of a couple of years back, it doesn't seem to, you know, be a success until each one of them has scored a goal. And it seems as if Liverpool can win the match in the space of 20 unbelievable minutes and they don't really even need to play for the rest of the game.
We'll definitely need to play for the rest of the game this weekend, that's for sure. But I hope we do have that 20-minute spell where we blow them away. We've been amazing to watch this season. It's just incredible. And the way Salah has played, well, to be honest, the way all three of them have played is you can't ask for more from them. And I just hope we keep those players and they can continue being our front three for many years to come.
I mean, Salah, everyone knew he was talented, but did you ever foresee this kind of output from him?
Oh, not at all. I mean, you know, I know that we wanted to sign him a few years back when he signed for Chelsea. And clearly, you know, they didn't fancy him for one reason. He went away and came back a much better player. And, you know, we knew that he was going to be a good player, but I don't think anyone could have suggested he was going to be this good.
And he's obviously going to be leading Egypt at the World Cup in Russia. Is Egypt the second team for all Liverpool fans now?
To be honest, I think, especially in the UK, you'll find that most Liverpool fans are not really that interested in the World Cup. They just want to make sure that the players come back uninjured and unscathed. But there'll probably be a fair few looking out for Egypt going forward, yeah.
That's an interesting point you raise. Scousers not really caring about the English national team too much. I do remember seeing a great banner one time on camera that said, "We are not English, we are Scouse." Does that pretty much sum up the mentality of Liverpool fans in Liverpool?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm not actually from Liverpool myself. I'm just from outside the city. But even myself, it's the same feeling. And, you know, my son's got one of the Panini sticker albums and I had to look up to see who England had in the group because I just had no idea. It doesn't interest me quite as much as I think Australians find the World Cup interesting. So,
well, Colette, thanks so much for joining me on the program today. Can I get a prediction for you for the final on Sunday, or will you not dare?
All I can say is I think it will be close. I'm not going to dare predict. I'm not bringing any kind of bad luck down on anyone. So, no, it'll be close.
Fair enough. All right. Thanks so much for joining me and best of luck for the events you're running this weekend.
No problem. Thanks a lot.